January 16, 1930. How, in creation, redemption and kingdom of the divine will, the operating role is of the divine will, and the three divine persons are concurring. How the creation wants to narrate the story of the divine will. How one who lives in it receives everything, can give everything, and takes part in all the divine qualities. I was following the divine fiat in the work of creation, and, oh, how beautiful, pure, majestic, ordered it seemed to me, worthy of the one who had created it. It seemed to me that each created thing had its little story to tell me, which it enclosed, about that fiat which had given it life. And as it issued them to the light of the day, they were to narrate it so as to make known what they knew of the divine will. And, united together, they were to narrate the long story of that fiat which had not only created them, but, in preserving them, gave them the task to narrate its long story, giving each created thing a lesson to narrate to creatures, to make known that divine will which had created them. But while my poor mind was wandering and looking at the creation, and wanted to listen to the many beautiful lessons that each created thing wanted to give me about the divine fiat, my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "Little daughter of my eternal will, I want to make known to you that the work of creation, of redemption, and that of the kingdom of our will, are all work of our supreme fiat. It is the fiat that took on the operating role, and the three divine persons took on the concurring role. But it was to our divine fiat that we gave the task to create the creation, to form the redemption, and to re-establish the kingdom of our divine will. In fact, in the works that come out from within the divinity, it is always our divine volition that takes on the active role, though all of our divine being concurs together. Because our will has the directing and operating virtue and office of all our works. Just as you have hands in order to operate, and feet in order to walk, and if you want to operate, you do not make use of the feet, but of the hands, though all of your being is concurring in the work you want to do, so it is with our divine being. There is not one part of us which does not concur, but our divine will takes on the directing and operating role. More so, since it has its dwelling in our divinity, its life flows within our divine womb, it is our life. And while it goes out of our divine womb, that is, it goes out and it remains, it carries outside of ourselves the creative virtue of what it wants to do, direct and preserve. Now, as you see, everything is work of our divine fiat, and therefore all created things are like as many children who want to tell the story of their mama, because, feeling her life within themselves and knowing the origin from which they come, they feel the need to tell, each one of them, who their mama is, how good she is, how beautiful she is, and how they are happy and beautiful because they were given birth by such a mother. Oh! If creatures possessed my divine will as life, they would know many beautiful things about it. And knowing it and not speaking about it would be impossible for them. Therefore they would do nothing else but speak of it, love it and lay down their lives in order not to lose it. Then he added, "My daughter, our divine will is everything, and since it is everywhere, the soul who lives immersed in it does nothing other than take continuously from God. And God is in continuous act of pouring himself into her, but so much, that he not only fills her, but since she is incapable of containing everything inside, he forms seas around her. In fact, our divine will would not be content if in the soul who lives in it, it were not able to let her share in all the particles of our divine qualities, as much as it is possible for creature, in such a way, that the soul must be able to say, 'You give me everything, and everything I give you. In your divine will I can give you all of yourself.' This is why, then, one who lives in our fiat is our inseparable one. We feel her littleness flow in our power, and she fills herself with our power as much as she can, and honors our power, because she places it in the condition of communicating itself to the creature. We feel her flow in our beauty, and she fills herself with beauty. In our love, and she fills herself with our love. In our sanctity, and she remains filled with it. But while she remains filled, she honors us, because she places us in the condition of embellishing her with our divine beauty, of filling her with our love, of impressing our sanctity, in such a way as to place all our divine qualities and attitude. In a word, she puts us in the condition of operating and working hard to communicate ourselves to her, because it is not befitting for us to keep her in our divine will as dissimilar from us. She may be small, she cannot enclose all our divine being, but as for sharing with her all our divine qualities as much as it is possible for creature, in a way that nothing must be lacking to her, this is possible. Therefore, we want to deny her nothing. And besides, we would deny it to our divine will, and it would be like denying to our very selves what we ourselves want to do. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter. In our fiat you will find the true purpose for which you were created, your origin, your divine nobility. You will find everything, will receive everything, and will give us everything.